You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a big boner.
You got a big boner?
Every time I listen to that.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. This is Smitty. We got Brendan here. We got Travis here. We're going to start off by saying if you have a metal, hardcore, punk band you want to get played on our show, we look for independent, unsigned artists. Send it our way. You can send it to empathicaradio@gmail.com. Speaking of that, I have something I would like to share with Brendan because you already know about this.
I don't want to see it again.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna read it for you.
Put your pants up.
Yeah. So, you know, I put ads out to get bands to send us stuff. And this would be technically the second shitty email response we've ever gotten.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if you remember in past show, I had mentioned someone, I used to ask for an MP3.
Yeah.
Which I really don't care what audio file you send me, I just use that as a general term.
Yeah. And someone had a problem with the quality. Of it.
Well, they said it's all. I remember the whole email. It said, "It's all good, but why would I want to listen to compressed music?"
Yeah.
So
how else would you listen to podcasts?
I don't know. So it's just like whatever, you know. So, but I got another one. I put a bunch of ads out. So, whatever they're using, like their site, whatever. Email. I didn't see if it was Google, Yahoo, whatever. All it says is KS as their name. Because usually through this, their names are going to show up on through the email. So they obviously...
Hit his name.
That, the way I look at it. You went out of your way to do this. But whatever. So let me... I'm going to read you the email.
Yeah, okay. Right?
It says, in other words, you want us to play for free to help your ratings. This is the digital age where we are capable of projecting our own original copy written tunes worldwide to anyone that has a PC and is on the internet, not just a few listeners that may happen to stumble on your site. I can do everything you claim to be able to do from the comfort of my living room. Your ship sailed a long time ago.
Ooh, damn.
Fuck me. I'm gonna pay this guy.
Fuck this. Let's just quit. This is the last episode.
Okay. So I'm gonna break this down for a second. Because the reason I'm bringing this up, you know, at the beginning of the show when I say we're looking for bands, we make zero money.
It cost us money.
Yes. This cost us money. To do this.
Yes.
Yes. There is nowhere where we are making a dime.
None at all.
Off of any of these bands. So
get a free t-shirt.
We have gotten free shirts and some CDs stickers. And stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for it.
No.
The band sent
us.
Which is super fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So if you want to think of a perk, yes, we do have very small perks. We get their stuff and that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I will take that stuff all day. But the first line, in other words, you want us to play for free to help your ratings. What fucking ratings?
I have no idea.
Are you talking about? What ratings?
The ratings.
The ratings. What ratings? I didn't know anybody was rating us.
Oh, God, I hope not. This guy is. Maybe terrible. It's his ratings.
Oh, jeez. So, and you want us to play for free. So what I'm getting from that is you want me to pay you to play on our podcast. What venues are you selling out, sir? Or ma'am. I don't know if this is a woman. I have no idea. I'm assuming it's a man. What venues are you selling out, sir? Oh, you're probably not. Matter of fact, as everybody probably knows.
It's the one in his mom's basement.
Oh.
They sell that out.
They sell that out?
every weekend?
So as... If you're a listener and you're an actual listener, not a band that submits your stuff, we put out ads on Craigslist. It's easy. It's free for us. I can hit up all different cities, put on there. You know, we're looking for bands to play on our show. Pretty much it. So, obviously, this guy came across the ad. in the music section on Craigslist. So what were you doing on there, bro? You know what I mean? Are you looking for other musicians to play with? Because nobody will fucking play with you. I guarantee that's what it is. You're not on there to promote your band, because if you were on there to promote your band like these other bands are that are sending stuff, you'd have sent it over. Because all we're offering is free promotion. And you're goddamn right that you can do this yourself. And
his band doesn't need promotion.
Oh, they don't?
They're underground.
Oh, yeah. Shit. They're that far underground. Stuck, yeah. They're so buried that nobody's fucking listening to them.
They're under a rock.
They're under a rock. Okay. Well, here's the thing. So he is correct that they are all online. You have your band camps, your Facebook, you're online. But you're saying that with where was it at here? It says just the few people that may stumble across our site.
Uh-huh.
Well, those few people that stumble across our site are most likely never going to stumble across your site. So even if 10 people come on our site and discover your band and start listening to you, do you not want those 10 fucking listeners?
Right. And we're telling them, hey, go to Bandcamp. Go
to your page. Yeah, we're not playing music. We're not here saying, we created this band. This is us. Every song we play is us. We did this all. No. We're promoting your band for free. So if you don't want to do that, then don't fucking send it. Just ignore it and don't send it.
And we're not asking for anything. No. We're not trying to make money.
Nope.
We have no egos. No,
well.
My wife took mine along.
Years ago. Yeah, you're right.
I have nothing left. Too.
I just pretend like I do. When she's not around, of course.
Yeah.
Like here. She's not here right now. I mean, she's in the room. Oh, God, I hope she can't hear me. Yeah. No, but so it's...
I think he's maybe just really misinformed.
Yeah,
maybe he just doesn't understand what we're trying to do. He probably thinks we're trying to make money off somebody or some bullshit.
No, because our show is free. Yeah. We don't charge people to listen. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine we try to charge people to listen to this?
Or charge the bands?
Yeah. And you know what the sad thing is? I probably could charge bands. If I said $5 to play your band on my podcast, I guarantee maybe not all of them.
Yeah.
At least half of these bands we play, I bet would. I would have. When Brandon, what we done
If it's $5 and
$5 play your band on the show, I'd been okay.
Right.
I'll pay you $5 every month to play it every month. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not our game.
No, I've had so many people tell me, well, why don't you charge the bands big money? It's like, motherfucker, I have a full time job.
Yeah,
I have a goddamn I've got a goddamn career. You know what I mean? Is this
just think we're like in our basement, just have nothing better to do? So
right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my biggest thing is everybody wants to make money some way or another. Right. And it's like, I have a career. I work 40 plus hours a week. Yeah. This is what I do for a hobby. It's fun. We love music. I'm too old to be in a band anymore. I don't play an instrument. I did the vocals. So I want to be able to use my voice the rest of my life. And since I was on death metal and all stuff like that, I wasn't one of those guys that could just be like the greats and can do this every night of the week and do that and be fine. I felt it a lot. So it's like, I just can't do that anymore. But here's my way back in. I get to discover bands that
still
I'm not
in the loop.
Yeah, I'm still in the loop. I'm helping independent unsigned bands out by playing them. I like it because it, you know what it reminds me of a lot? When I was back in high school, I actually had the demo tapes for Nile.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody knew who they were. They weren't signed. They weren't nobody. I had their demo tapes. You know, that was fucking awesome. Now they're big established death metal band. Been around a long time. I think they end up going on Relapse when they got signed, maybe.
I don't remember.
Either way, but that was a couple years after I got out of high school, or maybe right when I got out of high school is when they got, you know, start blowing up on the scene. Uh-huh. They got signed and people start, you know, discovering them. And I miss that nostalgic thing with bands. Of listening to them back when they weren't not even necessarily overproduced or anything, but just the underground, that whole thing, you know, people pass and stuff. Oh, check this out. Cause you're not going to hear it anywhere else, you know? And that's our thing. I love it. Cause fuck, I'll be honest with all the bands I do listen to, all the main, you know, I say mainstream, but you know, all death metal, whatever, all the heavy metal, all the shit that's signed, I get bored with it. So this is a way to discover new music for me. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of the bands that we've played that I put on my phone and listen to on a regular basis now.
You know, it's fun too. 10 years from now, we'll be like, oh, we fucking had them on. We were playing them on their show.
Right. You know,
they're huge.
I've said that about like Railhazer. oh, they're gonna need our help. Eventually,
no,
you know what I mean?
No, they don't need us.
They're gonna murder it.
Right.
You know, it's just like, oh, that's gonna be awesome to watch them do that.
Yeah.
You know.
So the bottom line to all the haters would be, send Fuck your off emails to.
Trying to think if there was anything else he said that I was just like.
Did he even reply to him?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
You know what? You know
what's
what?
The point? What am I getting an argument He's over a fucking keyboard?
From here on out, the reply should be, listen to episode 25. That's it.
Yeah.
And you're done.
No, I agree with that.
And we don't talk about this ever again.
No, I don't mind lighting them up, putting them on blast on the show. It's because I think it's hilarious. Because I was at your house when I got it. Or sit on your couch, and all of a sudden my phone went off. And I looked, and I read it, and he's like, our wives are talking, he's talking. I threw my phone across the room. I'm like, go read this. I go, see the shit that I got to deal with? But it's like, yeah, I'm not going to respond to it. I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to come on here and say fuck you. Because I guarantee he's going to fucking listen. You know what I mean? He wants to know if someone's going to be talking shit about him. Well,
think,
we are.
I think that you should just email him back. Listen to episode 25.
Yeah.
Just
I think I already deleted the email. I screenshot it and just delete it. It's like, whatever.
Whatever.
There's no point to...
But he didn't say what his band was or anything.
No,
like that.
I read you the whole email. Yeah. Read you the whole thing. That was it.
It's actually one of the bands we're playing today.
Oh, shit.
It makes no sense, but... Hey,
man, I wish I would have. He would have sent his band and complained, because I would have liked to put him on our last episode with the pornogram. I would have wedged his band in there somehow. Instead of actually playing a good band and had to somehow line up that awkward conversation, which I felt bad on doing. But
whatever. It's fun.
It's fun.
We'll get more.
And I said that when we start getting hate mails, when we know we made it. So whatever. It's just, to me, I guess that it's the mentality of anything on the planet. It's like you said with, have you ever watched a bad video on YouTube? And gone down and just left a comment, but like, that was the shittiest thing I've ever fucking seen. No. You're like, that was terrible. Yeah. And you move along.
Just stop it halfway through, didn't go ignore
on.
It.
You go on to the next thing. I think that's the normal, what you the normal person does.
Yeah, I think so.
I think when you're just like, you got to get on there and just destroy somebody, that you have issues of your own, I think. I've never once got on there and been like, even I don't care if it was the most inappropriate, which to me is, I don't even know how that... Listen to the last episode, you'll see. There is nothing inappropriate to me. But even if something did offend me, which is very hard to do, but if it did, I still wouldn't. I'm not even going to waste my time. I'm just going to be like, oh my God, that really pisses me off, and I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on to make something that's going to make me happy. Like, you know, like porno grind.
Oh, love it.
Fuck.
Well, Steve, your ship sailed, buddy.
It did. Sorry. I know.
Is it on a different island, or...
I don't know. I think it's lost at sea right now. I don't know what else.
No.
It's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Right. Your ship sailed a long time ago. Well, which is funny because podcasting is actually still in its infant stages. It's been around, I think, for 10 or so years, roughly. Yeah. But it's still an infant. Like, it's...
Right.
It's still growing. It's
still...
There's still
somewhere for it to go.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't know where it's going to go, but... So I'd like to say that would have been like...
Maybe the ship's sinking.
Maybe it could be. We don't know. It very well could be. Maybe, you know, I don't know. But to say that, you're making it sound like, you know what, if we only did everything we could and we only put everything out that we released on MySpace, that would be your ship sailed a long time ago. You know what I mean? How big that was. And now it's just, I think it's still around, but like nobody... MySpace.
Yeah.
Be like... Disappeared, I think, and came back. Or they revamped it.
Yeah.
It's around just for you to go back to and look at all the shit you did and
to remind you on all the fucked up. So you can look back. It's like a time capsule.
Yeah, it is. It is. You dig it up once in a while.
If I was only still releasing stuff on MySpace, yes, my ship sailed a long time ago. No one's gonna come across it. It's like you said, misinformed. But
yeah, he just don't care. Look, we're just not here. I think people like, what are they in it for?
Right.
Because it's fucking fun.
That's it.
That's really the only reason.
Yeah. I love aggressive music. I like hearing aggressive music. And why the fuck not get involved and try to help as many people as I can? I was in a band. Brendan were in a band. It's tough.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how fucking good you are. It's tough. So it's like, why not give them another medium where they can send your shit to? We'll put it on.
Or don't.
Or don't.
But apparently he can do this all by himself in his living room.
In his living room?
Yeah.
That's why I said, imagine if there was like a label that came up to his band like, hey, we'll sign you guys. He's like, fuck you. You're selling out.
Your ship sailed a long time ago. Oh, I'm fucking doing this all on my own. KS, whatever. Oh, so shit. So what's been up, fellas? Anything exciting, Brennan?
Apparently, what the hell's that game? Angry Birds released a version of their, or an update on their game where you could get a bird that looked like Eddie from Iron Maiden or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. That's
really random.
That is very random.
Yeah, it was weird. So it's like the newer Angry Birds game. So yeah. I downloaded that and tried playing it, and it was confusing and dumb and, yeah.
Pissed you off.
Yeah. Like, the original Angry Birds was cool. You just, like, make a little arch and kill the pigs or whatever. But like, the newer one, it's more, like, 3D looking, and you gotta angle them this way, and then you gotta power up your birds and get other birds, and I don't know. It's just too convoluted and stupid.
Did you write them some hate mail?
Yeah.
How bad? Did you leave them a bad review?
I told them how their ship had sailed. No, but...
Your ship sailed!
Ship sailed a long time ago.
You guys were cool in the early 2000s.
Now you're nothing.
You fucking sold out when you made the movie.
But, yeah, and I got bored of it, and I couldn't figure out how to get the Eddie bird, and so, yeah.
Ah, fuck.
You have to, like, obtain him?
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
They should just do, like, a whole metal version. Wouldn't that be cool?
They did a Star Wars version.
Yeah.
They did a Star Wars version, so why not? The little pigs look like stormtroopers, you know, shit like that. Right. Why the fuck don't they do that?
Yeah.
I came across on Facebook, there was a... you get some sponsored ads or whatever that show up. And obviously it knows what I'm looking at. So everything's always...
Porno grind?
Yeah, it was all porno grind. Damn it. They had Converse-style looking shoes, like the Chucks.
Yeah,
they had the Iron Maiden shoes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So I was like, oh, they're kind of cool.
Yeah.
Clicked on them. They're only $60.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, normal Chucks, I think, are $50. So I mean, it wasn't that much more. I figured... I clicked on it. I was like, dude, these are going to be like $100. But they weren't. They're only like $60. And I was just like... Unless it's like $40 to ship.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they hide their money at. But I was like, oh, those are kind of cool. Told the wife I was going to buy each one of them. She she was not happy about that.
So it's a totally unrelated story. But I told my daughter this morning, I told her that, or my wife told her that I do a podcast. And she's like, wow, really? She's like, about what? Like, about music. Just trying to keep it real. Simple,
right.
She's like, so you're famous? I'm like, no.
You gotta tell her, yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, well, you'll be famous soon. she's like, what's the name of it? And my wife's like, Empathica Radio. And I was like, do you mean that or the name of the podcast, or, you know, or like Podbean or whatever?
Right.
So we told her it's on, you know, get to see it on Podbean. She's like, oh, that's great. She's like, you'll be famous soon. And soon you'll probably own Podbean. And you'll be like Bill Gates.
God damn, we're going to go far. Holy shit. Man.
It'll just do like one hundredth of that.
Yeah, just escalate it quickly, dude. I don't... Dude, your daughter could be so disappointed when she hears this.
She said we're going to do that soon, too.
God. Don't ever let her listen to this show.
Like, don't... By the end of the year?
Yeah, end of the year
expect,
soon?
Should I expect...
Brennan's like, where the fuck is my check at?
I thought someone was like, you probably shouldn't have told her the name of it. She's going to fucking find it.
Oh, no. She's going to be like, oh, that episode was called Travis Loves Porno Grind. I'm going to check that out. I want to see what Daddy likes. And it's going to say, it says warning, not work safe. She's like, well, I don't work, so I can listen to it. Oh, God. That's the same thing my daughter did. When I had Derek Bond from Railhazer over, we did an interview with him. She was like, she wasn't here. They were gone. So he came and went. And she's like, came home. And she's like, is he still here? I'm like, no, he left. She's like, we had a famous person here. And I missed it. I was like, well, he's not really famous. I mean, he's in a band and everything. Yeah. He's like, but they're not like, I mean, they're probably going to be famous, I would imagine, sometime. If they keep going the way they're going. But, you know, she thought I had some.
Right.
This huge rock star over here. Like, there's no famous person coming to my house and wanting to sit here with this and being like, what the fuck is going on here?
Where did I go wrong?
Right.
They wouldn't even come. They'd probably pull up the house and be like, nope.
They're like, so the podcast house that I'm going to is sandwiched between two crack houses. I'm not going in there. Are you fucking kidding me?
Then we try to get him in this closet here.
Yeah, he's right back here, sir. Come. No, I know it's a little dark, but just go back. No, I don't really feel safe, guys. It's fine. Go into the closet. The pantry. No. I think the band called. I gotta get back.
Got some laundry I gotta pick up.
Yeah, something came up. I can't make it. I'm sick. Fuck your podcast. I don't need you. Your ship sailed a long time ago. You should not have told her the name.
That I didn't. My wife did.
You know what's funny? That a lot of, I don't think I've had anybody ask me where I got the name from.
I did.
You might have. I mean, like most people, oh, you do a podcast? What's it called? Yeah. I'm like, oh, Empathic Radio. They never once go, what the fuck does that mean?
I figured I should know if I'm going to.
Right. Brendan, do you know? Did I tell you?
What? Yeah, you told me.
Right. I wonder if any of the listeners know where that from. You don't
no
think?
No one cares. I don't think.
You don't? What?
I don't think anyone cares.
Dude, you just crushed what little ego I had left.
Go ahead. Tell us.
No,
story.
I'm not going to tell them. I want to know if listeners actually know what I got it from. Or, I mean, fuck, maybe people don't care, and that's fine. But I'm curious.
Tell us the story.
There's no story to tell.
We want to hear it.
It's from the Dark Tower books, not from that abomination of a movie that came out. Which, Brennan, we're going to talk about that for just a second.
The movie?
Yes.
Okay.
So, remember you asked me a few episodes ago, oh, you saw the movie, what'd you think? Yeah. And I kind of went on a little spiel about it and cried. My pussy hurt because of the fucking movie was terrible. All right?
What did you expect?
Well, I did expect that, but I'm still going to go see it, and I'm still going to complain. To myself, not online, not on the comment section of the YouTube trailer. All right?
Sucks.
It sucks. The fuck's your problem?
Did you write the producer?
Yeah. I wrote a letter. Well, I wrote a letter, and I just addressed it to Hollywood. I didn't know who to send it to and dropped it in the mail.
What was your fake name on the email?
It was, I'm not going to tell you because they're going to know it was me now.
Like Butthurt99.
Yeah, Butthurt99. It was Anal Secretion 1.
No, that's a porno grind.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Shit, we're going to get sued now.
That's our song title.
I read this week that, I don't know if you remember me telling you, or maybe you read, that the movie was supposed to be a trilogy with a TV show in between each movie to bridge it together somehow or another. So, of course, after the movie performed real bad, even though it was number one that weekend, it went up against absolutely nothing. Yeah. That was the only reason it was number one. So since it didn't hit the numbers it wanted, they were on the fence on if it was even going to get a sequel, if it was going to go to the TV show was still going to happen. It was all up in the air. Well, I read several different articles this week saying that they have decided to go ahead and go through with the TV show.
Oh, really?
But it's going to be a complete reboot.
Dang.
They've already scrapped the fucking movie.
Well, that sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, it sucks that they went to the trouble of making the first one, and now they got to start completely over.
I said that to the wife. I go, one of two things can happen. Like, whenever the movie was saying it was coming out, and the cast that they picked was completely wrong. Nothing against the actors. I like the actors. It was, you have to read the books to understand why it was fucking wrong, and how it was a continuation with the books, which I was fine with. Because that kind of leaves them open that they can kind of do what they want. Yeah. It gives them a little more freedom. I was fine with that. But I told her one of two things can happen. Because no matter what, people still want the books. They want to see the books made into a movie.
Yeah.
So one of two things had to happen. The movie had to kill it in the theater. Just straight blow everything out of the water. Made all sorts of money. Because then they could have made this trilogy. Made the TV shows. And then later on, they could have went back and made the books into movies. And
cool
bridge
sort
it
of thing. Yeah.
Into the movie to keep the franchise going.
Yeah.
Or it had to bomb. It had to be terrible where they scrap it, reboot it, and do the source material because they finally listen and know that's what people want.
Yeah.
So it bombed. They're going to do probably, they're saying it's going to be a complete reboot. And from what I read, it's going to be more around the source material.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a TV show, which I said before should be. They should do it like a Game of Thrones, multiple seasons. Take your time with it. You can drag it out for 8 seasons, 7 seasons. There were 7 books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever. But boom, there's your franchise, there's your money. Follow the source material. I know you can't do 100% to the books. Follow the source material. But you're always going to get people that are going to be pissed and complain. But right. overall, you'll probably make money. It could still be a success. Sucked. Think about the people that watch Game of Thrones. That fucking show is amazing. I love it. I'm sure the people that read the books are like, that's fucking a joke compared to the books. Right. You're always going to get that. That's fine. Yeah. People complained about Watchmen. Yeah. And did you ever see that?
I saw the movie. I didn't even know it was a comic book before.
Right. Dude, if you take my book, because I've got it, got the graphic novel, and you read it.
It's pretty much.
They had to cut out stuff because the book's long. Dude, they shot stuff to look exactly like frame by frame. And people bitch about it. It was too much like the book. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You just can't make anybody happy. Still in my day, one of my most favorite movies. Probably still my number one favorite movie. I love Watchmen. They did change the ending compared to the comic, but it was more realistic's not the word, but made more. It was still the same concept where the bad guy was trying to do something to make the world come together for peace. But he just went about it a different way.
Play some music, no one cares.
Right. But you know, and that's, you know, you're always going to get that blowback. But at least if you follow the source material, look at it. It followed source material. They changed the timeline. Instead of happening in the 50s, it took place in the 80s now.
Yeah, okay.
Because the second part is going to take place modern day.
Uh-huh.
When the book, it took place like in the 50s, 60s, and then modern day was 80s. Okay, so they changed that.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of the source material was there. There was a lot of stuff that was different. Excellent movie. There you go. It was a win-win.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the number one grossing horror movie to date.
Yeah.
You know, so boom. Quit fucking around. You got books right there in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Then this goes for any Hollywood. Quit redoing old movies that have been done three times over already and go grab a book off a fucking shelf and turn it into a movie. You have endless stories right there for you to, you know, most of these writers are nobodies. You probably give them $100,000 and they'll say, hell yeah, you can make my book into a movie.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay them millions upon millions of dollars. Now, if it turns into a franchise, then you're screwed. You're going to have to, but you're going to be making money hand over fist anyways.
It
doesn't matter. But you know what I'm saying? Quit rebooting it because you own it. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to make this movie again. Let's remake RoboCop. Why the fuck did you remake that movie?
Everything rolls over. Is it like, what, 20, 25 years? Everything just rolls over?
Something like that's what it seems like.
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
And it just starts all over.
Right. But it's just like, fucking quit it.
So boring.
We have thousands upon thousands of books that, excellent stories. So much stuff that I've read that has been fucking awesome that you can turn into a movie and people would probably love. Because yes, you're not going to get everybody to read. People hate reading. Whatever, I get it.
When you make a movie off a book, you don't want the book readers, though. That's the half that's going to hate the movie. You want the other half that doesn't even know it's a fucking book.
But that, too, that I agree with you on that. But as a book reader, I'm still going to go see the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's going to see it.
Guess what? The first Dark Tower, my favorite book series.
Yeah.
Went and seen it. It bombed. If they came out with a second movie, I'd have went right back and seen it.
Exactly. Everyone's going to see it.
Right.
But they don't want you. They want the people that have no clue what...
And that's what I'm saying. The stories are so good. That's what I want you to do. I want you to turn a movie to turn this on to people.
Right.
Because, put it into another medium for them to get the story. Who cares if you're reading it or watching it? Get the story because they're excellent.
There's probably some guy out there who's never read the book. He's like, damn, that was a good movie.
Yeah. You know how many books I've read because of the movie? I didn't know it was a...
Yeah, yeah.
The Road. I watched that. I didn't realize it was a book. I never heard of the author before, even though he's a famous author. Won a bunch of... I think he won the... I think he won a Pulitzer for that one of those books. Might have been The Road. I don't know. But I didn't know it was from a book. I saw the movie trailer. I like Viggo Mortensen. I was like, damn, that movie looks fucking dark. Watched it, seen it was based on the novel by whoever. So I went back and read the fucking book. You know what I mean? So it was just like, so you can.
It's like win-win when you do that, when you do something when you do a movie off a book.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
You know. Brendan, you look fucking bored. Just play some fucking music. Play me something.
All right, let's play some Toxin with the song Horror from Inside. We'll be right back.
sky, a sea of blood, no one survived. Bring the pain, the slow of death, in the hands of the gods themselves. Get the mind, within itself, think of you, for which they fell. Set the bar, man himself, history will beat itself.
Was Horror from Inside by Toxin. They're out of Los Angeles, California, and they're at toxinband.bandcamp.com.
Right. They got we got that sent to us from Pipeline Entertainment. They hooked us up with three bands. Actually, Toxin and the next two bands we're going to be playing. You can check out them at they got a Facebook page. Look them up on Facebook. I just want to read the actual link, but it was one of Brendan's favorites with all the crazy numbers. Yeah, just look up Pipeline Entertainment. You'll find them on Facebook and look at some of the other artists they got there. We really appreciate them hooking up with us and sending us some music. It's awesome. Good bands too.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, they paid us a hefty fee, you know, but charged them a lot. It's not a big deal. Yeah, what did we make off of that one? Like 400 a band? Is that what it was? Oh shit!
Yeah,
My wife just walked in here. Now she's going to wonder where the fucking money's at. It's a joke. We didn't make anything off of that. They emailed us. We're very appreciative. We've actually been looking to get in touch with more production companies like that. Makes it easier on my part, but I love getting involved with production companies like that and getting bands sent over, and we'll get them on. That's what we do. I mean, that's what the fuck we're here for.
Like the kids call it networking.
Oh, yeah. Networking. Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. So they send us the music.
Uh-huh.
We play it.
Uh-huh.
They...
For free.
For free.
Uh-huh.
They send it. I don't pay them. They don't pay me. I promote them. They promote me. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Is that what you're getting? It's a... I think I've said this before. Help us help you type situation.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a win-win for everybody? Is that what this is?
I think that ship sailed long ago.
No, it's awesome. No, we really appreciate it. Because it's like I told you guys before, I had that weird promotion section in my in the email, but which is only on my phone. If I get on Gmail on the computer, it doesn't have that section. It has a all mail. Like if I just click on my inbox, it gives me...
Probably if you go to settings or something, it's probably hidden back somewhere.
Somewhere. But on my phone, I click, what's this promoting some things? All these, play this. But the problem with, don't get me wrong, I love to play it. And we have played bands off of those promotion stuff, but I can't get in contact with them.
Yeah.
Like if I send a reply back or say, hey, because that's what we do. We ask the bands to share this link to this episode that we're going to put out on their social media, because we do it on ours, just to help everybody out. So like I said, there's band A, B, and C. The band A shares the link on his page. His listeners are going to get to hear bands B and C, vice versa. Everybody wins. But when you're dealing with some promotion, like the ones that are the ads that are showing up in my promotional section, they're sending us out to a mass market, which, hey, I'm happy just to be on their list. But, if I send them the link, they're not going to do anything with it. But that's fine. Gives us music to play. If it helps the bands, someone discover them, there you go. Bandcamp, people, I'm telling you, that's where it's at. Get on there. Reverb Nation's not bad, though. A lot of bands have that, and their music's there. But, like what my problem is with Facebook is it gives me a link to your band, but how do I find your music?
Oh, yeah.
Because most of them don't have their music on there, you know what I'm saying? Because Facebook's, some do, they post songs, like how we post links to the show, but... Bandcamp to me is just where it's at, just because it's.
Well, you can hear the music. You can
hear the music. Buy it. Music, most of it's free.
Buy merchandise.
Yeah, buy everything. Most of it's free. A lot of them are free downloads. It says name your price, and you can type zero in and download it for free. They don't care. That's just how they have to do it. They have to put. They can, I think that's what it says. I think it'll. Sometimes it'll say free.
Yeah.
But you click on it, and it'll still say.
At least 50 cents.
No, it'll say name your price then, and people I think are like, well, I don't want to pay for it. Just put zero in and hit enter, and it goes through. It's the system. It's not the band. It's just how the page works. But fuck, man, I do it all the time. let's play another one.
How's about the band X Method playing the song Triangle N6s?
and it's in line. The slogan is modern time. Technology is the key. Keep the media full. Now you're bound to their rule. Corporate dictators rob you at will. You stupidly swallow and they choose the bill. They're writing you off. They're watching you fall. So what will it be? Will I see Michael's and sixes in golden bridge? In a world full of chaos and misery, greed and vengeance perpetually blind. You left me no option, I must survive.
That was Triangle and Sixes by X Method. They are out of the San Francisco Bay Area in California. You can find them at facebook.com/xmethod1.
We went down to put up deer stands yesterday, me and my buddy Mike.
Because we're in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're in the Midwest.
And we shoot deer.
Yeah.
Like every day.
Wow. I haven't in quite a while.
You try to shoot
them. I try to shoot them. Actually, I haven't seen shit in years. That's why I'm moving.
You shoot at them.
I shoot at did I shoot at one last year?
You shoot at their direction, right?
I don't even know if I shot at one last year. It's been like 5 years since I've gotten one.
How do you not remember?
Because they all run together because I just sit there in the woods and don't see anything. So every year just runs together on what I'm doing. So we're going to hunt my dad's property this year. Private ground. The only reason we never thought about doing it before, it's about 2.5-3 hours south from where I live. And I live in Illinois. My dad's property is in Missouri. So it's hefty to get the out-of-state tax. But after I sat down and me and Mike were like fed up last year. Like, we're done. We're done with going down to Murfreesboro.
Uh-uh.
And I had brought up something about hunting my dad's property. So we can go down there and scout it out this fall or this spring before it all gets grown up. And see what you think. So we looked into the hunting license. So the out-of-state tax rise is $225, which is, you think, damn, it's a lot of money to go shoot a fucking deer.
Yeah.
But with my tags, my hotel cost when we went last year, was there anything else I spent on? This doesn't include food or anything. With the hotel cost and my tags was $200, what I spent last year.
Right.
So what's $25 more to be on private land?
Yeah.
You know, what's 25 more bucks? I'm already spending that going down to Murfreesboro to not see anything. I might as well spend $25 to be on private land, and I get to use a fucking rifle, not a goddamn shotgun.
Heyo.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, boom. Now I'm going to be freezing my balls off in a camper, and there's going to be zero places to eat, so we're going to be eating. We were joking about it. I told Mike, he's like, what the fuck are we going to eat? And I'm like, we're just going to bring cans of ravioli and eat them out of the can.
You're going to find berries.
Yeah, find berries.
Mushrooms. You better get to know your mushrooms.
Hopefully, yeah.
They're all dead.
There's going to be nothing. I'm going to be eating sticks. The only thing living will be the pine needles and the one pine tree that's next to my dad's camper. So, you know.
That's why you're hunting, so you can eat the deer right there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not. And that's another thing.
What do you do with your deer?
Eat it. That's what I do. I'm not a trophy hunter. I do it for the meat.
Right. But do you process your own?
We've done it once ourselves. Did the whole thing ourselves.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. You have to have a good recipe. It was an all-day process. But I'm glad you said that. It's funny. It was a little story. So we decided to do this, and we used my buddy Bill's, his father-in-law's recipe. So we've never done this before. So his father-in-law was there to help us out. And when you take a deer somewhere to get it processed, you take the carcass, you drop it off, you walk in, you say, I want this, this, and this, what I want.
Right.
They say you get your same deer back. I don't necessarily believe them, nor do I care.
Yeah.
They weigh it. They will do that. You have 100 pounds of meat. Okay. Give me 100 pounds of meat back. I don't give a fuck. But I would love to know that it was really mine, but I don't think it is. Whatever.
Well, if it's other animals.
Well, technically it is because they mix it with pork and stuff.
It's like, but, all, it's like all animals they found dead on the road the last 3 months.
This doesn't look the same. But so when we did this ourselves, I was real adamant about, I want my deer back. The one I shot and killed. So when we do this and make the sausage, I want that back. Then Bill, he's probably going to, he's going to deny this, but he wasn't happy with me when I was being fucking, no, dude, I want mine back. And I think he was getting aggravated with me because he was like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, dude, I want it back. So I got mine back. And the thing about it was, I'm very glad that happened because for some reason, Dave's didn't turn out. Something got fucked up in the process. And we can't figure out what it was. Like, there was no seasoning in it. It tasted like fucking salami. Huh. I remember we got ours back. I'm eating. I'm like, damn it, this fucking stuff is good. And I was like, Dave, what'd you think of yours? And he's like, I'm not impressed with it. It tastes like salami. I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind. It doesn't taste like salami. And I was over at his house. He cut me off a piece. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, this doesn't taste anything like mine. You know, so it paid off for me to be like, no, dude, I want mine back. But in reality, that wasn't why I wanted it back. I wasn't afraid of anybody messing it up. I wanted it back for my own mindset, knowing that what I'm eating right here is what I killed. Right. Because I don't really believe, like I said, when I do that. Because
you're kind of just sick that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a serial killer thing.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't want to eat somebody else's kill.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? No. Yeah. That takes all the fun out of it.
Right.
He wants to eat.
Might as well go to the grocery store and buy some human brain.
Right, yeah. Eat those. What's the fucking fun in that?
They do have those now at Deerbergs.
What, human brains?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I knew they were upscale, but goddamn.
Yeah, they got some good shit.
I guess
shit.
That just blew our spot for ever having a sponsor through Deerbergs. No, but Mike texts me Friday night. Said, oh, yeah, by the way, we got to meet somebody in Farmington. I'm selling them some tools. And I'm like, no, dude. I said, fuck that. I go, I'm not getting raped.
So, are they all rapists in Farmington? Is that what you're saying?
No. We're out in hillbilly land. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to pull up, and there's going to be a banjo playing. So fuck that. But so we stop at the gas station. I'm filling up a cooler with ice, and he starts showing me pictures of this guy from his Facebook page. He's like, wait till you see this guy. And every picture the guy's got, he's in a cowboy hat with no shirt on, like posing. Just posing. And we're laughing. And so we get down to Farmington. The exit where he's meeting us off is the exit we turn off of to go down to my dad's property. And he says, we're meeting him at the Captain D's that's right off the highway there. So I'm pulling off, and there's a car sitting up front, the only car. And we're like pulling up. It's still kind of far away. And Mike makes a joke, and he goes, I don't know if that's him. I don't see a cowboy hat. And I guess I could see better than him. I'm like, that dude's wearing a fucking cowboy hat. And Mike just loses it. He's like, fuck no. And he's like, pull up on his passenger side. I'm like, oh, don't worry about that. I am. So I pull up. But he had to get out, and the guy had his cowboy hat on, his big fucking buckle. Sweet. Smoking a cigarillo. But he's, you know, like, he's country as fuck, this guy. But he's in a tracker. What? And he's got one of the equal signs on his window. The same equal sign that you put at work.
Must have borrowed that from somebody.
No, it didn't make any sense. And Mike was like, God damn it. And he's like, I can't stand people like that. They're like, they try to be in one scene, but right. they like everything. It's like, you don't like everything. It's okay not to like everything. Am I wrong about that?
You know what it is for them? It's not okay. You have to like what everyone else likes. That's the fucking thing for those people.
Ugh.
Oh, the fucking put an equal sign on my car and everyone think I'm all equal rights and right. whatever bullshit because I have the sticker on my fucking car.
Right.
Can you just do your own fucking thing?
Right. I don't.
You know?
Yeah, to me. No, it'd be like, whoa, no, country's cool. Rap's cool. No, I don't like it. Then it's okay I don't like it.
You can't hate.
No, I just don't want to listen to it. Yeah, and that's what I do.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Yeah.
But I don't have to like it.
Right.
Yeah, that annoys me. No, you gotta like everything. No, I do not.
You
it's not
like everything. You have to like everything that you see on TV,
right?
Or at the movies or on the radio. That's how people look.
Right. Well, it's the today's world. If you don't like something, you're either a racist or you're sexist, or you know, you're against whatever. It's like, no, I just don't care for that. Yeah. It's human nature. You can't like everything, which I don't like it. But guess what? I don't down it. Yeah. Well, I do down country music. I was lying there, fellas. No, but I'll talk shit too, because most all my friends, I bet 90% of my friends
are
in the country.
Yeah, you can't get away from it.
No, no. And I give them shit, and they give me shit, and that's just the way it is. But
I mean, I don't like this podcast, but here I am.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Brendan, I don't even want to talk to you guys anymore. Just play something.
This is Shot Down South with the song Forsaken. was Forsaken by Shot Down South. They are out of Canton, Georgia. You can find them at facebook.com/SHDOSO.
You can also find them at Pipeline Entertainment on Facebook.
Sweet.
Sweet.
So it's, I guess I'm dating the show, but, you know, it's Halloween, or almost Halloween. I mean, the old lady are watching.
Yeah, you are dating it, because this isn't coming out till November. Thanks for bringing that up, but go ahead.
It's not like it's live.
No, it is. To me, it is.
But so we're watching, you know, a bunch of, like, horror movies and stuff, whatever she loves.
Right.
All of them, even the bad ones. But she likes to watch the Rob Zombie movies.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I love the
Rob Halloween Zombie movies. Ones that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you know, have you ever noticed all of the bad guys, all of the bad characters have, like, country Hoosier accents? She's like, why is that? And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going through all the movies of his. I'm like, God damn, they do. Like, every one of them.
Yeah, I guess Rob Zombie hates country.
Just,
I don't know. I've never noticed that before.
Think about it.
Oh, wow.
Every movie,
I'm gonna look
there's
it
a
up.
Bad guy. And they're like, I'm about to kill you. Like, every one of them. They don't have New York accents. They don't have, you know, California accents.
Man, you're right.
They have St. Louis accents. They have Midwest country accents.
God damn. Rob Zombie hates the Midwest. Yeah. He comes here and it's like a fucking horror movie for him.
Well, then you got to think, I mean, is there a creepier American accent than the Midwest? Yeah, that's the creepiest one.
No, that is definitely, it's creepy.
Right.
It's 100%. Because I don't want that accent. I don't want to be in the woods and all of a sudden you're just here.
Right.
Hey, boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
If it was like a West Coast accent, be like, Hey, bro.
Yeah. No, you just turn up like, what's up? You know? No, but if I'm in the woods sitting on my deer stand, the last thing I want to hear is, hey, boy, what you doing? What you doing out here? I'm like, motherfucker, I didn't bring enough guns. Oh, my God.
Anyway, just something to think about.
No, that's a good point. You're going to make me look at all his doings now in a different light. Since we've been on a kick of band camp and talking about promotion and this and that, and I always say we got an Instagram. It's a new social media, Instagram. They do a lot of rice and bread and stuff. Instagram page, you know. So I have, whenever I post stuff, I've been trying to build it up more and take more random pictures to promote the show and doing all the hashtag stuff, as Travis pointed out, trying to network. So I have people follow, bands follow. I usually, if a band starts following us, I'll click on them usually and give them a listen to. I don't do it necessarily right away. It takes me some time. With this next band we're about to play, they're one, Haze. They follow, I believe, the Empathic Radio page and my personal page, if I remember correctly. I know at least the podcast page they do. So they like a lot of stuff we put out. They'll like the picture, and so I'm constantly seeing their name. So I finally got off my ass and, like, clicked on their, went to their page and went to their Bandcamp. And I'm like, I'm going to take a listen to these guys and listen to them. I was like, oh, fuck, I really enjoyed them. Jared would definitely love these guys.
Yeah.
Which I got to make sure he listens to this episode. They, and I think, so for their, they just released an EP, and I think it was $2 or something.
Yeah, $2.
It was $2. No, I mean, shit, it could have been $5. I'd have bought it. I bought it, emailed the guys, you know, got a hold of them, said, hey, you know, asked permission. I'm going to play one of you guys' song on podcast, and they're 100% down. They're like, cool. But man, these guys are, I love it, dude. So I'm excited to play this one.
This is the song Acid Queen by Haze.
Yeah.
That was Acid Queen by the band Haze. They're out of Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. You can find them at hazeband.bandcamp.com. And Haze is spelled H-A-A-Z-E.
Yes. They are awesome. You will fucking enjoy them.
Haze.
Haze. Yeah.
That's how you have to say it.
Yeah. Drag out the A's. Nah, they're good, man. Like I said, I've had no problems buying that. Next one's a good one, too. Next one's a good one, too. Next. I was fairly impressed when they sent us this one.
This is the band I Plead Guilty playing the song For the Sake of Nothing. For the Sake of Nothing by I Plead Guilty. They're out of London, England. You can find them at ipleadguilty.uk.
Right on.
Awesome.
Awesome. Would you like to introduce the next band, Travis? He really enjoys the name of this band.
The Flesh Hammers?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It is. It is awesome. I knew you'd like that. I figure I better show you that before Brennan names the name, and you just start busting up laughing.
I can't help it.
I know. It's an awesome name, though.
Yeah. They should be a...
It reminds me because...
They should be Porno Grind, maybe.
Well, that's what it reminds me of because Jarrett always called... he had a clam hammer. Because he was always pounding the clam.
Is that kind of the same?
What the fuck, Brendan?
Oh, someone turned my
sound He's over
off.
Here rocking out the flesh hammers. He's just like... This motherfucker's like, I'm done listening to these assholes. I'm just going to start playing my own shit over here. What the fuck, Brendan?
Anyway, yeah. Awesome band name.
No, they're a good band, too. That's cool.
The song's Killer Dogs.
All right.
That was Killer Dogs by the Flesh Hammers. They're out of Northern Nevada. And you can find them at thefleshhammers.com.
Right on. So, here it comes. You can follow us on Instagram, at Empathica Radio, at Empathica Smitty. That's me. You can find me on there. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play Music. You can. Our hosting site is Podbean. You can follow us there. They do have a free app you can download on your phone. I think it's for either devices, Android or iPhone. Follow us on that. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/empathicaradio. If you are in a metal band, hardcore band, punk band, and you want to get played on our show, send a submission to empathicaradio@gmail.com. It's absolutely free. It's all free. We're just here to promote.
I was just going to say, send us your money.
Send a self-addressed stamp envelope, too.
Before our ship sails.
Yeah, before the ship sails. And we don't play you. No, just joking. We will see you guys again in a couple weeks. Brendan?
Looks like we're going to be playing Jimmy Degenerate. Out of Chicago, Illinois. You can find him at jimmydegenerate.bandcamp.com. And the name of this song is American Decay.